For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And we have both been over to the Cavanocchi Theater to see the musical, The Bridges of Madison County.
Beautiful singing, great orchestra. They are taking the musical genre so seriously. They're doing great work.
Which I love to see. And it's a serious musical with its comic elements, but intriguing because it's based on a very trashy novel, the 1992 novel also called The Bridges of Madison County. It's the story of Francesca, a woman from Italy who finds herself in 1965 living in rural Iowa with a farmer husband and two teenage children. She married an American GI to escape the devastation of Naples after World War II. And when the rest of the family goes off to a state fair, they're gone about 5 seconds when a dashing photographer for the National Geographic magazine, Mr. Robert Kincaid, comes driving up the driveway, and a 3-day life-altering romance will ensue. So that's the story. And it was also a 1995 film with Clint Eastwood and Meryl Streep. And then this musical with a very classy pedigree. It is Jason Robert Brown, wonderful composer, and the Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Marcia Norman, who gives the play greater social context and resonance, deploys the comedy in surprising ways because the most comic characters are going to turn out to be the most important for the resolution of the problem of the plot. Some people still fixate on the housewife porn aspect of the show, but it's romance. It's a tried and true June Moon Spoon genre.
Now, I know not everyone is in love with the idea of the projections behind the stage, but I thought they did a pretty darn good job having gone out to Iowa to take pictures of the actual bridges. But what I think got to both of us were actual 1942 photos of Naples after the bombing.
Yeah, I'd never really seen those photos or wrapped my head around just how devastated Naples was after the war. And I think that the other element connecting us to real war footage, taking the cast out to Madison County, Iowa, the novel itself also pretended that it was based on true events. It's not. Do you know, the National Geographic still periodically hears from people wanting more information about Robert Kincaid, and they say, well, there was never any such person, but he's your most famous photographer. He never existed. But it does invite us to believe that this story is real. Romance is nothing if not a manipulative genre. We know we're being manipulated and we indulge in that pleasure. They're called guilty pleasures.
Real quick shout out to just one of the very talented cast, and that's Steve Copps, who plays the photographer. And I have to admit, you know, I've been kind of iffy about Steve over the years, but then recently in Toxic Avenger, I was so impressed. And here, that baritone voice, wow, it shakes the rafters of the Cavanocchi.
Yeah.
What a sound.
Yeah, the resonance of his voice just sort of melts into that score. And nice of you to mention him because, of course, much of the attention will go to Michelle Marie Roberts. Francesca is the central character and she carries it beautifully.
Also at the Cavanocchi, kind of a one-off, and it's a free event, and it's this Monday night at 7 o'clock. It's going to be a reading of an early 20th century play called God of Vengeance that informed and was used by Paula Vogel in her play Indecent that's going to be at the Cavanocchi a little later on this spring. But very, very powerful, and you were quoted as the play was being introduced, Mr. Chase.
I was.
Yes, for providing some historical background on Broadway in the 20s.
Oh, for Irving Massey. He asked me about the lesbian plot, certainly the first on Broadway, and I gave him some thoughts on that. But also the fact that, you know, they were busted for indecency on Broadway.
But not for the lesbian kiss, you say?
No, the transcripts of the trial never mention that. They mention the prostitution issue. Paula Vogel's play, called Indecent from, you know, a word that did exist in Yiddish, which was hurled at the play, along with other, you know, Yiddish has such colorful words for, you know, schmutz and things like this for what the play was. But her play about the fate of the actors who had originally performed the show in Yiddish. And that's coming up as a co-production between the Cavanocchi Theater and the Jewish Repertory Theater. So you saw the play read over at Jewish Rep Monday night. Others can see it at the Cavanocchi. I'd previously seen it done by Brazen-Faced Varlets. They have a play opening this week as well. They're doing the Anastasia Trials in the Court of Women. Lots of shows opening this weekend, but there's only one that's only three performances only. It's the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra doing Mendelssohn's music to the Irish Classical Theatre Company, performing scenes from Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. So this is your only shot. It's tonight and tomorrow at 8 and Sunday at 2, and that's it.
Well, Anthony, you're certainly right. There are so many openings. Unfortunately, as you say, they will will go on for about 3 weeks, but something at the Road Less Travel Theater, Factory for Murders, opened last night, all about Jack the Ripper at the alleyway. Something happening over at Paul Robeson Theater. And then they cannot say it enough, adult content, no children allowed to Mercury Fur at Subversive.
Well, that's all I need to hear. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.